The Spanish government today voted to legalize gay marriage. Two other European countries, Belgium and the Netherlands, already have passed similar legislation. The Spanish vote brought celebrations from gay rights activists, but condemnation from church leaders in this heavily Catholic country. With us now from Madrid is the BBC's Danny Wood. Danny, welcome to the program. How decisive was the vote in the Spanish parliament?
Well, very decisive. A clear majority, not everyone voting for this law, but 187 votes for the law and 147 against. So it's going to become law, and in a matter of days, gay couples can line up and get full marriage rights.
How does this reflect public opinion in Spain?
It certainly does reflect public opinion in terms of the majority of Spaniards certainly support the law. Surveys show that about 70% of Spaniards are in favor of these laws that basically grant same-sex couples exactly the same rights in front of the law as heterosexual couples, which means same-sex couples can inherit from a dead spouse, they can receive widow's pensions, and most controversially for those who oppose it, they can also adopt children.
And, that's what this legislation makes legal, exactly. Adoption rights,
that's
full
right.
Rights, everything, yeah.
Yep.
Spain's a
That's it, full rights.
Yeah. Spain's a very Catholic nation, isn't it? And there is opposition from the church.
Well, the interesting thing there is that Spain is very Catholic in name. People identify themselves as Catholic, but in fact, only about one in five Spaniards you could actually regard as practicing Catholics. So about 80% of people here call themselves Catholic but aren't really Catholics. And in fact, even those who call themselves Catholics, many of them support this legislation. So while there's a hardcore minority, if you like, who are strongly against this, backed by the Roman Catholic Church, it really does, I suppose, suggest that Spain has come a long way in sort of 25, 30 years of democracy.
Danny, can you explain why this is happening right now there in Spain?
This is part of a whole raft of progressive social legislation under the government of José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero. He came to power a year ago promising to more or less give all Spaniards the same rights in front of the law. He's pushed through legislation designed to stop domestic violence. He's also, just yesterday, in fact, the government approved a divorce law that fast-tracks divorce. So this is really one of a series of packages, if you like, that are designed to give more Spaniards more rights, or at least everyone the same rights in front of the law.
I don't know when the legislation passed in Belgium. Legislation passed in Belgium and the Netherlands, but is this a kind of a growing trend that's coming on? Is this going to suggest more of this in Europe?
Well, certainly the Prime Minister here hopes so. He regards this new marriage law as being driven by the unstoppable forces of freedom and equality, and he sees Spain as a bit of a trailblazer in terms of implementing this sort of legislation, and he suggested that lots of countries are going to follow suit. So I guess it is the kind of vanguard of a progressive wave that is sweeping across Europe, at least if you talk to the socialist government here in Spain.
Was there lobbying for this on the part of organizations, that is, organizations across Europe, sending in people saying, come on, get on board for this, this is the right time? I just wonder about the what moved public opinion, what moved the legislature there.
There certainly has been lobbying, but it has been reasonably low key. In fact, the lobbying that I've noticed here, living in Spain, has come more from the opposing side. We've seen big demonstrations here from a group called the Family Forum Association. They convened about 150,000 people in Madrid just a week ago to oppose this law. I think it's been a more of a sort of slowly process from those who support the legislation. And once the socialist government was elected a year ago, they were very, very firm that they were going to get this legislation in. So there wasn't really much need for lobbying over the last year or so, but we've seen a lot of actions against this, demonstrations and the like, from the Roman Catholic Church, from the Family Forum, and also conservative politicians in Parliament who voted against this.
I wonder if people in Spain are now expecting an influx of gay couples coming there, at least to get married, whether or not they reside in Spain.
That's an interesting proposition. I suppose that certainly could be the case, but I guess lots of people in Europe, they now have the option of going to Belgium and the Netherlands as well, which have similar legislation, or even north of you in Canada, there's the legislation that allows gay couples to marry. So there are a few options now.
Yeah, Canada hasn't quite passed theirs yet, but it looks like it's coming on. The BBC's Danny Wood in Madrid. Thank you, Danny.
Pleasure.